We are live, Mitchell.
We're live. I am never, ever watching England or playing golf ever again.
I didn't either.
I don't believe that statement at all.
Given you are Scottish.
We'll get to a World Cup final or you'll be watching it.
Yeah, okay. I'll make World Cup finals an exception.
And yeah, you will play golf League. With me.
No.
I'm not talking about you, Mitchell.
I'm speaking for Bob.
No, Bob will play golf with me.
I saw the fractured team.
Team Biff. Well, had a laugh.
What do you mean a fractured team? We had a great time.
There were riffs.
Was there?
Oh, absolutely yeah. Not. Well, let's not talk about a golf.
It'd be a better discussion.
Yeah, because international break sucks balls. Let's talk about England for a minute. So we lost to Greece 2-1. Was it 2-1 in the end, or did we lose one more?
It was 2-1. It could have been about 5-1.
It should have been. Pickford was an absolute joke as well. Saka got injured, which is shocking. We hate.
Bring back Southgate.
Hopefully not. Fuck off.
Southgate.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not a bad injury.
Bring back Southgate. He put Cole Palmer on the bench. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but there's method to the madness. I mean, clearly it worked. If he would have brung Palmer on the 70th minute, and everyone would have complained. We would have been in like 2-1 down. We'd have won 3-2. But you play everyone. You play all the favourites, the celebrities. Doesn't fucking work, does it?
Celebrity.
It was bonkers.
Well, that's what happened years ago, if you remember. I was joking about Cole Palmer. But you remember England?
I do remember England.
Yeah, fucking hell. Sorry. I've had a long day. But back in the day, when we had Lampard and Gerrard.
But at least we had an actual striker playing as a striker.
Oh, yeah. The plan of false nine ain't going to work. It works for like Chelsea when we had like Eden Hazard, and it worked for like Man City.
Did you just say when
he said we? He said we.
I told him. I knew it.
I fucking knew it.
Honestly, it's been a long day, guys. Yeah, it's been a long weekend as well. So you know what I mean.
You need to leave, Luke.
Chelsea.
Okay, you
start off. I think I like Chelsea more than Arsenal, though. I can say that.
Nobody is going to have any problem believing that whatsoever.
No. Yeah.
And then we just beat Finland 3-1. Declan Rice scored. Garner Rice. Such a shit time to have international. And there's another one next month, apparently. There's more international games in November.
I mean, it should be banned.
It's fucking awful.
Especially when it's Nations League. Like, who gives a fuck, really? Like, it's not even anything that anyone actually cares about. It's right. All of our millions of listeners... tweet us and tell us that one of you care about this competition.
Just one tweet, and
I'll tell you why I don't believe you. So, yeah.
It is a shitter.
It's shit.
But then, is it better than friendlies?
Just don't do international games until the end of the Premier League season. Like, you could then finish the Premier League season earlier.
Yeah, but how does that fit in with the rest of the world?
Does it really matter? Like, the rest
of
Europe...
centre of the world, Clive, all right?
Fucking we are. I just don't care. You could have an international fixture at the end of the Premier League season. It's the biggest league in the world. Get on board. We invented the game. Get on board.
You tell them.
Yeah. And just in case you was wondering, if you want to tweet us, it's at London is... one of the O's is a zero. I can't remember which.
We're not going to tell you which one.
I mean, yeah, which one, Bob?
It's all part of the game.
Brilliant.
Fucking hell.
So anything else about the England games? Do we want to mention anything else whatsoever?
Well, he's going to... he's not staying in this job, is he?
He can't be the manager.
He doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it either, does he? No. Like, he doesn't like the media attention that comes with it.
Imagine getting media attention while being England manager.
But I did
Who
hear
would
that
have thought it?
Thomas Tuchel has now become favourite by the bookies.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Maybe foreign manager is the Ray forward.
The Ray.
Oh, shit. You just pissed off a lot of fans there, Bob, just saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it in-house. Keep it in-house, but I agree with you. I think just get a better manager in. It doesn't have to be English.
Yeah. Well, I just think that the only good English manager at the moment is probably Eddie Howe. And are you getting him away from Newcastle?
No.
Not
on the money he's on, probably.
The other thing is to try and wait out Pep's contract and see if he's interested. He has said previously that he would love to manage England.
Oh, could you imagine?
He's a pleaser though, isn't he?
His contract does end at the end of the year, or the end of the season.
He'll end up being Graham Potter.
Which I'm not, I know he didn't do well at Chelsea, but he kind of is chucked under the bus at Chelsea a bit.
Oh, I just feel like
here's a billion players, you manage, go.
Yeah, but he's got less of a backbone than Southgate has. It's like a poor man Southgate.
No, he hasn't.
I think he has. he couldn't handle the Chelsea squad.
Southgate had managed Middlesbrough and England under 21s.
That's a massive squad.
Massive. And he got Middlesbrough relegated.
I mean, good on him.
Who's handled the Chelsea squad since he's left? Really? And you can't say what's his fucking face at the moment yet.
Maresca?
Yeah.
Listen.
You can't say again.
I fucking can, because straight away he went in and went, I don't give a fuck about you 20. The squad's too big. You're my 21 players. You're the ones I'm going to train with. And he's got this aura about him. It's like, I ain't taking no shit. You didn't have that with Potter. There was no aura.
How do you know that Potter didn't do that?
Look at him, he's a wet lettuce.
All right. So we're basing it on the way he looks. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
The way he holds himself.
I'm pretty sure he did banish some players to go and train with the under 21s and whatnot.
Who, Potter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he is. Only because his fucking daddy owners would have told him to.
Your cowboy.
Yeah. The cowboy and the other one.
But don't get me wrong, the Chelsea manager so far has done you would say it's a better job than what Potter had done in his first seven games.
I like how he holds himself in interviews as well.
The other thing is that you've not played anyone yet. So,
right. Actually, no, Clive, you're right. Yeah. Well, yeah, next week will be the real tester, won't it?
Let's see how you get on with Liverpool and then Arsenal. Yeah,
who cares about Arsenal?
A lot of people.
Training match.
Is there like some kind of statistic for how many fans there are of clubs globally? I'd just like to find out who has the most out of all of our clubs.
We're pretty big in America and Asia.
Oh, yeah.
Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah.
Shame you're not massive in England like we are. Premier League.
Oh, he's on the search.
And base numbers.
But other England managers, whilst Bob does that search, there isn't any, is there, really? I mean, you're not going to get Big Sam back in, although he did have a 100% record.
Yeah.
Right. So,
here we go.
I'm going to ask you all first, actually. So, Luke, I just want you to give me, in what order do you think the top four is for total number of fans globally for each club?
Okay. Man United?
No,
fucking London's between us.
fucking hell. Probably Arsenal. Fuck, Chelsea. I'm probably West Ham, Tottenham. Don't want to put Tottenham last, but
I think Tottenham have got a fairly big fan base overseas and whatnot.
Well, we have the Korean
like
side of
Korea,
things.
Yeah,
well, we had Lee Pong Yeol and obviously Son.
Okay. I'm going to go Arsenal top, Tottenham second, West Ham third, Chelsea fourth.
Okay, and Mitchell.
Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, West Ham.
Okay.
And your football? You've seen it. There's no point asking.
I've seen it. And Mitchell's definitely just Googled it.
No, I didn't. I genuinely didn't.
I was actually quite surprised. So Chelsea are top out of our four clubs,
obvious, isn't it?
With 55 million. In fact, they're actually second, including Manchester United, because Man United are obviously top. But it's obviously because they got bought out, didn't they, when they were shit. And
Well, we won two Champions
Probably
leagues,
bought a load
mate.
Of fans as well. So, and then it's Arsenal with 43 million. Then it's Spurs with 34 million. And then it's West Ham with 4.2 million.
I didn't think it was that bad, to be fair. I've actually thought it'd be more.
Do I get a point on the man versus AI for that?
It wasn't versus AIS. And
no, minus point.
You get,
well, technically it was.
You if get anything, a point it's minus points.
For man versus fan base numbers.
You get I'm top. Minus points for fan base owners.
Oh, yes. Right there.
So you get like minus 43 million or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on those stats anyway. I don't believe
of course
me.
You fucking would. Where is me?
To be fair, I did go on the first website that I came across and it's called Stacey it? Maps.
Chelsea FC.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say anything about potential England manager?
Harry Redknapp.
I like Harry Redknapp.
There's a time and place. He's
yeah, when he's at Tottenham to piss Tottenham off. That pissed me off. Let's all upset Tottenham. Let's all upset Tottenham and get Harry Redknapp.
He was the best English manager at the time.
He still is.
Well, I don't think he is anymore.
No.
He hasn't managed for a while, has he?
Doesn't need to manage. As you said, Southgate winning with nothing. So get Harry Redknapp in. He just had a long break. Get him in. You'll take him though, won't you?
How old is Redknapp now?
I would take like Thomas Tuchel over him.
Yes, so would I.
Okay, if we're keeping it like an England manager, like an English manager,
I'd take Eddie Howe over him.
He's not going to leave Newcastle. Who else should we take?
Harry's not coming out of retirement.
We're getting Harry out of retirement. We'll will it.
we will will it.
We'll will it.
It will happen.
Yeah.
Get Arsene Wenger out of retirement.
We want to win trophies, Clive.
One more trophy than Tottenham Hotspur in the last 20 years.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, cool. So we're all against Harry Redknapp other than Luke. That's a bonkers idea. It'd be Frank Lampard before it's fucking Harry Redknapp. And that's an even worse decision.
God bless him. I don't want him to do it because it would just make people hate him.
We already
do.
Yeah, I hate him more.
I don't think there's anyone that could be worse than Southgate, but then you mention Frank Lampard and I go, actually there would be, yeah.
Yeah, but he'd fluke it. He'd win something.
He would not.
Where's the proof of that?
He got us into the knockouts of the Champions League.
Oh, right. So that's winning something, is it?
He got all the way, yeah. He did well in the Champions League. Could have won it.
Absolutely not.
That's what we do. Listen, if we have a bad season but we're in Europe, we're guaranteed to win in Europe. 100%. That's a Luke Jaw 100%, that is.
So if you start tailing off this season now and you kind of look like you're going to finish seventh,
we'll win the fucking Pony Cup.
Winning the Conference League.
Yeah, 100%. We'll be the only team in Europe to hold all three.
Well, technically, you should win the Conference League this season, shouldn't you?
Hey?
Because technically, you should be winning the Conference League this season because you had a shit season last season, right?
No, it's same season. That's how it works.
Oh,
when
is
we
it?
Won both Champions League.
That's how the magic juju
seasons.
Works.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Fair enough. Oh, fuck Chelsea.
Yeah, fuck Chelsea.
I mean, would it be nice for Chelsea to win it? No.
Yeah, to be the only club in Europe that have won all three competitions.
It would be four competitions at that point.
What do you mean?
Like the Cup Winners' Cup as well and shit like that, right?
Oh, fuck all that off.
Fuck history.
Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, that's all that matters.
Well, two of them don't matter.
Wow. So the one that does matter, how many
it's
times
the Champions
have you won
League.
It?
The Arsenal ladies were the first London to win the Champions League.
They didn't win the Champions League.
They did.
They won the WCL. It's different competition, mate.
They won the Champions League.
I also won the Champions League on FIFA, Clive.
It's about as relevant.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about pointless things. You know,
probably, you probably couldn't still win it with Tottenham, though, could you?
100%.
There he is.
This is going to have to be cut, isn't it?
Away kit. So, Tottenham's away kit, Luke.
Shit.
Horrible, isn't it?
That's it. That's, mate, I don't even need to explain it. Go look at it. It's disgusting.
Okay, I'm going
to
go look at it.
It looks like someone's gone, oh, what are we painting our walls today? what blue are we having?
It looks like that or pyjamas.
It looks shit.
It looks pyjamas.
I do, but I don't like that colour. It's shit.
Is it? Does it remind you of Man City too much?
No. It just reminds you of shit.
Do they think they're Argentina?
No, even Argentinian kit's better. The Tottenham kit, away kit, is shit. Normally I'm like, oh, you know what, it's all right. Some kits, away kits, is like, all right, but this is the worst one I've seen in years.
I don't really like the badge in the middle either.
It's not good. It's not good at all. It's disgusting.
Yeah, the badge in the middle is what's ruining it. It's like it's on top of the eye.
No, the colours ruin it. The stripes are ruining it. The badge does ruin it as well. Everything about it is pretty terrible.
It's not nice.
Oh, well, it's weird. At least it kind of matches Spurs then.
West Ham's all black.
Yeah, I actually on the offset, I actually quite like it, and I was thinking about buying it. And then, I don't really like the V-neck.
Oh.
No, I don't really like the V-neck that much. To be honest, I'm not a fan of the V-neck. I prefer a rounded neck, so that's why I prefer the home kit. But again, same with the home kit. I'm not a fan of the sponsor. I just think it looks ugly on any of our kits.
QuickBooks?
Well, we have got both of them. I don't mind the Umbro. I think the Umbro looks quite nice, to be honest, next to our badge. But the Betway, I'm just not a fan of at all.
I'm not a fan of what they've done with the Umbro logo, though, with the kind of claret inside of it as well.
I quite like it.
Who do they think they are?
I thought you'd like claret, Clive.
Claret Clive?
Claret Clive. That's what they call you, isn't it?
Apparently so. Always bleeding.
Always bleeding. No, I was just fooled because, like, Scottish. I know, that's Tartan, right? I don't know. Who knows?
Have you always had a bell on the back of your shirt?
They are knobs.
Excuse me?
I know.
There's like a bell on the collar.
Yeah, there is a bell.
A bell?
It's a bell with the irons.
I mean, I've got shirts. And hang on.
Oh, he's going to go get a shirt.
Hang on. He's going to go and check.
I'd like to see your setup right now, Bob. Have you just got shirts at the ready, just in case?
No. The answer is no, we haven't always had that. No.
Okay.
Okay. Chelsea's.
Chelsea. You've thrown me off with the colour thing.
I don't like the colour. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
I like the kit, right? But the thing is, if you look on the Chelsea website, it looks white. But if you look on Nike, it's an offish white. They call it guava ice.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm on a Chelsea game store.
Yeah, go on.
And
it's white.
No, it's like off white.
Okay, but now go on the Nike one. It's like even more off-white.
It looks like an old pad.
It looks like a knock-off shirt from Spain. The logo is like...
Oh, you want to talk about logos?
Like a shit
at least it's
red.
In the right place. Okay, now. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Compared to our home kit, I think it's a little bit neater. I don't like the red badge.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate. If that was our normal badge colours, that'd go quite nice. Yeah, I don't hate it.
If you saw someone walking down the street in that, you wouldn't think, oh, they're a Chelsea fan.
Do you know what you'd think? You need to pop that shirt in with the whites, mate, and get some badge. Yeah. That's what you think.
So it's a lovely guava ice, Clive, right? If you were walking down Chelsea with that, people would understand. They get colours. Oh, you got a guava ice. Yeah, lovely.
A Fulham fan would just laugh at you and say you can't even do white properly, you fucking
idiots.
Well,
they would. They're fucking Neanderthals.
No, we say to Fulham fans that you need to put that shirt in with the guava whites, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there
nice.
You go. Oh, it's all right.
Arsenal have gone back for a black away kit, and it is not as good as the last black away kit, which was the best away kit of that season. Obviously, there's a lot of Lynx Africa
Lynx
jokes.
Africa, yeah.
first time Lynx heard that.
That is the first time.
Is it? Oh, wow.
That's brilliant. I mean, I'm always slagging Arsenal down, but that's quite funny.
It is literally that.
The badge, Matt, have you seen the kit in person, Clive? That badge does look quite big.
Yeah, it is. I'm not a fan of this year's away kit. I much prefer the third kit, but we'll come to that at the next international break. I'm not going to buy that. Ain't buying that one this year. Compared to the last black one we did as well. And that's the thing, is the last black one was so fucking good. It's so nice.
Why have they thrown green in there?
It's probably to do with some kind of sponsorship or some kind of partnership. So it's
fucking ridiculous.
Got to get those monies right.
So none of us are particularly keen on the away kits for all of our clubs.
No, not this season, by the looks of it. See, I like West Ham's, personally. I think West Ham's is probably the pick of the bunch.
I'd agree. Yeah, I agree.
I think West Ham's is the best out of all the four. And that's probably the first time that I can say that this season about any of the other stands. So, yeah.
So giving you something to celebrate, Bob.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, look at this away kit that I'm not going to buy.
That wraps up the away kits discussion. Yeah, we're knocking it off the list tonight, boys. So the other thing...
What about ice? Sorry, Cliff.
The other thing I've got to talk about is favourite player from your team in the Premier League era. So, Mitchell, you can start.
Oh, thank you so much, mate.
That's all right.
My favourite player is a player that actually properly got me into football. Because when I was a young child, I used to like collecting the sticker books, watching the big international matches, but you prefer playing football than watching football. You short attention span. Don't take the piss.
Trying to.
Thank you. but this player, Gianfranco Zola, little magician, got me into football. Watching him play football was just, it was just unlike anything else. And you're going to laugh at me for this one, but I remember my dad took me to see a friendly once. I think it was against Southampton, but don't quote me on that. And Gianfranco Zola is warming up on the touchline and he looks over. I'm telling you now, he looked right at me and he winked. Fucking winked.
I could make a joke or two right now.
I know you could. Refrain. Don't go there with that. All right. This was the 90s and they didn't do that then. Fucking hell. He's my favourite player. What a fucking legend.
Any particular highlights that you kind of recall and want to discuss?
I think the one that always pops into my mind is his goal from the corner. He's running to the front post and he does that filthy little back heel flick. Oh, he had no right scoring that. That's the one that pops to the mind. I'd have to think for some others, but yeah, that goal is beautiful.
So he obviously played it at a time for Chelsea where you didn't really have many standout stars, right? Like he was competing on and off for top four, but wasn't consistent.
That was during the days of the old player managers when we still had them in the top divisions.
So you had like Rude at it. You had.
Yeah, Vialli, Dennis Wise, fucking
Marcel Desailly was at
Desailly,
that time.
Yeah. Desailly, and did Makélélé come in before the money?
Makélélé was a Russian boy.
Was he?
I love that you have to specify the money.
Before the money. listen, like I've said this previously, before the money, we won the treble, all right?
Before the month, don't get me started. I really didn't want to slag off Chelsea in this one, but don't get me started.
Listen, you can say what you want, mate.
I don't want to. I'm sick of talking about Chelsea.
I love talking about Chelsea.
I do like Chelsea.
Hasselbank with Johnson.
I do agree.
Oh, what a team that was. Yeah.
I love Jimmy Floyd as well. He was a great player.
Jimmy Floyd, what a legend.
Is he still involved with England at the moment? Or is he... I know Cashley Cole is.
Ashley Cole, thank you very much.
Cashley.
I don't know. I don't know if he left when Southgate left. But it was good to see him during the Euros and the World Cup. God bless him.
West Ham.
This was a hard one. But my selection would be Dimitri Payet. Only because, like, when he came into West Ham at that 2015-2016 season, and to be honest, that was the only real time that he had an impact, but he was the best player that I've seen in the West Ham shirt, for sure. Like, just the impact that he had on games. He was in a squad that weren't particularly great, I would say, at that time. I know.
The mighty Reece Oxford was in the team at the time, though, wasn't he?
It was Academy at the time, I believe. He just, honestly, just completely changed us around. Like, he just was capable of things that none of the other players that we had at that point were capable to do. I remember I see him, I think it was against Southend or someone. It was like a pre-season friendly, and he'd just come in. And he just looked, you know, when you, I know it's against Southend, but you know, when you look at a player on the pitch and you just think they are different gravy kind of thing.
You can tell very early, like, when a player is playing at a higher level, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was just, yeah, capable of brilliant goals. Obviously, he had the one, I think everyone probably remembers it, the free kick against Crystal Palace, probably one of the best free kicks I've ever seen in my life. And yeah, he just brought a bit of a buzz to West Ham. So
I think his first Premier League game was against Arsenal, and you won the game, and he was just absolutely class.
Yeah,
and that's why I mentioned Reece Oxford as well, because he played in that game.
Yeah,
nobody other than West Ham fans knew who Reece Oxford was.
Yeah,
he's obviously not made it at West Ham after that game, but he was also very good in that game. But you'd probably say that's because he was playing next to Payet.
Yeah, yeah, I think he made that squad look good. I mean, we had Andy Carroll up front, I think, in that game that you were talking about, Clive, because I think I remember him nearly decapitating someone, or was that in a different game?
Right. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think he leaped over someone and then, like, two-footed someone in the chest, pretty much.
Probably
He didn't get a card for it, no. Not even a yellow.
Of course he didn't. Yeah, exactly right.
But I think he said in his post-match interview that it's because of the dark arts that use
didn't exist until 2 months ago, mate.
That is true. But yeah, he made the whole team look quality, and so many brilliant moments. That's all I can say.
He wasn't there for very long, though, was he?
No, he wasn't. No, and that's what I said. I think it was only really his first season, because then he kind of moved back to Marseille. The following
personal
season.
Personal issues, apparently. We won't touch on those.
I remember going to my brother's wedding, actually, and there was a guy that was from Marseille and a massive Marseille fan, and he was taking the piss out of me all night because they had signed Dimitri Payet back. Still not over that. But yeah, that's my pick. There's some other brilliant players, obviously, that have been at West Ham over the years. Di Canio was brilliant. I think what we always like at West Ham are those kind of sparky kind of players. Although I did love Tony Cotty as well, and he was the first goal that I ever saw.
You love Mavericks.
We do love a Maverick, yeah. Even though I can't say it.
I'll go next, Luke, because you're still having a ponder, I assume.
Yeah, I love that you can hear my brain just thinking.
thinking as well.
For me, Dennis Bergkamp at Arsenal. Obviously come in and changed Arsenal before Arsene come in and it made it even better. Dennis changed the whole entire culture in the dressing room. Many memorable moments. Great goal scorer. And when you have players like Thierry Henry saying his best strike partner and the best player he played with was Dennis Bergkamp, when Thierry's played with the likes of Messi and Zidane, like, it speaks volumes. Obviously, the goal against Newcastle, in my opinion, as a biased Arsenal fan, is the best goal in Premier League history, obviously.
Agreed.
And he just it was, everything was class about him. Everything. He was such a good player. So easy to watch. Got some stick when he first joined us because it did take him a while to get a goal or two. But then, yeah, what a player. What a player.
He's very physical as well, wasn't he?
He was, which took a lot of people by surprise, certainly in the Arsenal dressing room as well. They didn't think he'd be as physical as he was. And if you listen to like the Inter Milan players that he played with, they all called him a coward and didn't think he was up for the challenge a lot of the time. So it's quite crazy to think that was the Italian like thoughts on him.
He
became a leader at Arsenal and... he really, really did kickstart the revolution at Arsenal.
One of the best touches in the Premier League.
Yeah, unbelievable touch. Yeah, bring the ball out of the air.
Yeah, it's mental.
And his passing was superb as well. You think of the number 10 role now, you've got to be a lot more. You've got to do a lot more running. So I don't think Bergkamp in today's day and age would play a number 10, maybe. I think he'd play a bit further back in the pitch. But he'd still be able to play in today's age for sure, in his prime.
I was just going to say, what I loved about watching him was he would literally pick out passes to like passes that no one else on the pitch would even think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was such a clever football player, wasn't he?
He's like, he had eyes in the back of his head. Like, he was, brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
His positioning, I think where he would play now would just be his positioning. You know where he needs to be. You know where your players nowadays have got to run up and down the field. Like, you know when you watch Messi and people judge Messi because he watches the game for like 15 minutes or something and then you do something magical. You know, Bergkamp would need to, he could just do that. He'd just be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And two crazy things is obviously when Declan Rice joined Arsenal, he said one of the things that
Coward.
Arteta told him. One of the things that Arteta told him to do is like you don't always have to be moving; you can stop. And when I watched Arsenal v Barcelona a couple of times in the Champions League, I literally could not take my eyes off of Messi just to. Like we put Alexander Song on him the whole entire game and Messi would lose him just by walking. Yeah. He's just like how like Song was a decent defensive midfielder and how he has just lost him by just literally walking around like he's just walking down the street was crazy. And he would just pop up, get the ball, take it around eight players and score a goal. Yeah. It's bonkers.
Well, the best players just adapt to it, didn't they? They adapt and change their game and that's what makes them the best.
Yeah,
yeah. He deserved better than Arsenal, didn't he?
He did.
Well, Messi, yeah, never played for us.
No, Bergkamp.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much better you can do at the time.
West Ham.
Because there was rumours that he was going to join Tottenham as well, but it didn't manufacture.
Oh, wow.
And by rumours, he says it in his biography. He was gonna join Tottenham, but then a bigger offer came in.
It's always the way, mate, isn't it? When you're with Tottenham.
And if you've never seen Ian Wright talk about the first time he met Dennis Bergkamp, YouTube after the episode. It's fantastic.
Okay.
So Tottenham, Luke.
This one's a hard one.
Yeah, there's no real greats, is there?
God, Gascoigne, Lineker, and. We even had Edgar Davids at one point. Obviously, it wasn't at his peak.
So did Barnett.
Yeah, exactly. I did say it wasn't at his peak, all right, Clive. Yeah.
Also, Lineker wasn't in the Premier League era, was he?
Yeah, it's not pretty. I don't think he was Premier League.
I think Lineker was. I know Gascoigne was.
Gascoigne definitely was. I don't think Lineker was.
It might have just been just before then. But anyway, we've had some greats over...
Zavaginola.
Zavaginola. Growing up, though... There was a lot of players, and I'd probably say probably newer. A player I'm going to pick here is newer than you'd expect. Ginola, amazing, but I was still young when growing up watching Spurs. I didn't have Sky or anything like that when I was younger, so it was always like listening to it on the radio and watching highlights on Match of the Day.
Rishi Sunak.
So I would probably say the best player I've watched in a Tottenham shirt is Moussa Dembele.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Such a bad shout. God, no. I know you love him, mate, fucking hell.
Look, we've had Gareth Bale, who's been
Luka Modric.
Modric was good, don't get me wrong, but he was so much better at Real Madrid.
Dembele was better than Modric.
Or
Spurs.
Don't you dare. No, don't twist the words here.
No, yeah. I've asked for your favourite player.
Favourite player. I'm not saying he's the best player. There's better players than Moussa Dembele. But my favourite player at Tottenham, just watching him just glide through players, take players on, defending, he had pace. He's probably one of the strongest defensive midfield players in the Premier League.
You're the only Tottenham fan to ever say that.
Mate, put it out there. Put a poll out there after this and just get people's opinions on Moussa Dembele. The guy was technically so good.
They'll say he was good, but they won't say, he was my favourite player.
No, he was my favourite player. Like, he was just amazing. I've not seen anything like it. I've not seen any player play the way he can just skim past. You can watch YouTube clips or whatever you want to watch it on, yeah? The way he just glides through players, like, as if they're not even there. It is phenomenal. He is a phenomenal player. Just injuries set him back. Yeah, okay, I could cop out and go Gareth Bale's my favourite player. You know, watching him destroy Inter Milan on that night was just amazing in the Champions League. But Moussa Dembele, every time I watched Tottenham, I was fixated on him, on what he would do next. It's just unfortunately he didn't get forward enough that I would liked, but the system didn't work that way.
Because he wasn't a forward player.
No, they wanted him to get forward. We had enough players in the team when we had Wanyama there as well. It's just, what a player, like technical player.
That is very left field in my opinion.
There's a lot of Tottenham fans will say other people. That's the joys of football, isn't it? You know, you have your favourites, and Moussa Dembele was phenomenal.
I did think he was a decent player. To be fair, he had. He kind of reminded me of Yaya Toure. He had that kind of vibe about him, didn't he? Charging forward kind of guy.
It's just quality.
I still think it's a bit out of left field, but like you say, it's the beauty of football, isn't it? You can all pick your favourites.
Exactly that. And like I said, it's easy to pick all the players that we all see on TV and on Match of the Day every week that, he's just scored from 30 yards. You know, Gareth Bale or Eriksen's just scored a free kick, or Harry Kane's got another fucking trophy for scoring 50 goals in a season. You know, Luka Modric.
That's boring goals, isn't it?
It's all well and good, but you look at the team as a whole and you just sort of, like Messi. Where you were talking about Messi and how he just walks the game and just gets around the field. Yes, he'll bang in 100 goals a season, a little bit different. But sometimes there's these players in the team that just make things click. And that's what made us do so well in the Champions League, was having him. When we missed him, we struggled without Luka Modric. When we had Kane out, we still performed really well. Actually, stats-wise, I think at that time, we actually had a better statistic or something when Kane's out. I don't know, some weird result thing. I don't know, but yeah, Dembele was class, mate.
You didn't just compare Dembele to Messi, did you?
He did.
just to clarify that.
Okay, no, I didn't. I'm just saying that sometimes you look at the big superstars, like the big names, and don't realise that sometimes in the squad you have players like Moussa Dembele that actually makes things just click. And missing him, it's just one of those things. It made Tottenham, not look great.
Yeah, made Tottenham win lots of.
Go on trophies, yeah, because we didn't win any. But you know, we had a chance of winning.
They won the Audi Cup.
Okay, cheers. Yep, we won the Audi Cup.
I've got you back.
Thank you.
Did you get into Toto?
That's all right.
Was he in the team that won the Carling Cup? That's too early, isn't it?
It was too early. Yeah.
Because you were in like 2003.
Yeah, right? That was like Cabal, Keane, Defoe.
Who did you beat in that final?
Chelsea.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't
Chelsea.
Matter. Great game of football, that. Just to clarify, Lineker and Gascoigne were both out of the Premier League era.
I didn't think Gascoigne was either. Yeah,
they left on. He went to Lazio in '92, so that would have been the start of the Premier League season.
Right? Okay, it was close. Was that long ago, was it?
Thanks for doing the fact checking, Bob.
That's okay.
Cheers, Bob.
Because I remember the whole Go Lazio thing and
on Channel 4.
Gascoigne being there, yeah. But I thought it was way later than that. That's why I thought he was definitely there in the Premier League. But it doesn't matter because I was wrong.
And so listen, talking to the Carling Cup final, right? I just googled it out of interest, and I mean, of course, there's a DVD for sale. Carling Cup final 2008, Tottenham Chelsea DVD. Guess how much it is today?
£3.
£12.98. What cunt is paying that? Fucking hell! Fucking Spurs, honestly.
Paying that much to watch the two shittiest. I mean, it's London history, clubs.
Isn't it? Well, that's just it's the trophy for them, isn't it? Trophy of the last three fucking decades. Jesus Christ, that's outrageous. Fucking DVD.
Right, shall we go to Man versus AI now?
Yeah.
Mitchell?
I just can't get over the fact that DVD, like, they've not won anything since DVDs were in action. So old now. I'm sorry. Can you say it again, Clive?
Shall we go to Man versus AI now?
Man versus AI.
For a puppy. Oh, fucking hell.
Bob, once again, great idea for the international break stuff. So,
Thank you. Just excellent the idea work. In general, really. But
yeah, I'd say so as well.
Yeah.
So we did both the England games, and we all got the first one wrong, and so did AI. AI predicted a 4-0 England win over Greece. I know you're laughing now. Then Bob predicted a 5-0 England win over Greece.
You all laughed at me.
I predicted a 3-1 win. Mitchell predicted a 2-0 win, and Luke predicted a 1-0 win. All incorrect because Greece won. My voice is breaking right now. 2 seconds.
Yeah, okay, Clive.
No, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. we all miss Southgate.
Yeah.
All because absolutely. Southgate left.
And then for the Finland games, we all thought it'd be funny to predict the exact same result. So Bob predicted 5-0. Clive predicted 3-1 and was correct. Mitchell predicted 2-0 and Luke predicted 1-0. AI predicted 3-0. So, yeah. Well, that was fun. Cool. Let's talk about the next prediction. So we've got one big game between two teams this week, haven't we? We've got an exciting one, haven't we? Yeah, Tottenham versus West Ham. So because Tottenham at home, Luke, what is your prediction?
3-1 Tottenham.
3-1 Tottenham.
He's going for it.
He's gone.
He knows they're almost as good as Chelsea, but not quite.
Defence is not as good as Chelsea's, is what he's saying.
Well, we won 3-0.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you kept the clean sheet. He's predicting that.
That's that shit was there, man.
Bob, what is your prediction for the game?
Fuck Mitchell.
That is not a prediction.
That's not a prediction, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to go 2-1
West Ham. 2-1
West Ham.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's what we like.
It's a little bounce back off of our win against the massive Ipswich.
So why are you bouncing back from that?
No, bouncing onwards. Sorry. Bouncing it out the park.
Causing Ange more upset.
That's it, mate.
I'll do the Arsenal game next because it's not as big as the Chelsea game, I suppose.
No Arsenal game's as big.
Is it not? I'm going to go for an Arsenal 3-1 away win. We're playing Bournemouth, for you who do not know.
Ooh, that'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, I'm not quite as confident as I've been recently because Bournemouth, they play good football and I think they've got like the second most amount of shots this season in the Premier League.
Yeah.
They attack well. And we've not been as good defensively as we was last season yet. So
Is Saka going to be back by then? And Ødegaard.
Ødegaard, definitely not. We're talking late November for Odie. There's rumours that he's had a little bit of a setback, but they're only rumours. I don't believe he has, but who am I to know? I don't know him. So Saka-wise, it's not as bad as they thought, and apparently the England manager said that he could have played tonight, but they didn't want to take the risk, so they sent him back to
Arsenal begged him to please, please don't play him, please.
Southgate wouldn't have stood for that.
Yeah,
let's play injured players injured. Let's do it.
Works on FIFA.
Didn't he just say it was fine? Give him the injection so he can play. He'd be out for 3 games, 3 days or something. The old Football Manager fix.
or not, because we've got plenty of players that can play in that position, apparently. So why risk him?
Lol.
You want him to play in the November fixtures, so let him go back to his club. So, Mitchell, Chelsea versus Liverpool. What is your prediction?
Oh, Clive, I really don't know, mate. This is the most struggly of fixtures to try and predict for me right now. Disregarding the last time you played them,
Can you say your catchphrase, please? Sorry.
It's fucking impossible to predict Chelsea, isn't it? Honestly. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
How long have you had to think about this?
I couldn't figure it out. I'm saying a draw. I just don't know whether to go Desmond or 1-1.
You love your tutus.
I do like my Desmonds, but I think it would be just tight. I'm going to go 1-1.
You think Chelsea only conceded one goal?
And
that's a good one, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is what I mean. This is 1 week we'll fucking concede 2 and score 4, and then the next week it'll be a tight 1-1.
Mate, just think, Nottingham Forest beat them. You've got this.
I know, and we drew 1-1 with Nottingham Forest.
Okay, you're fucked.
So 1-1, yeah.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Exciting, I guess. Right, let's see what AI thinks about it all.
Bring on the jazz.
Are you at home?
Oh, yeah.
It's at Anfield. That's why I said it's at Anfield.
Sorry, let me blank you out.
Clive, when you're reading out these results, can you give us a smooth tone to go with the jazz beats?
I will talk in my normal voice.
Smooth tone.
Stop it.
So, Tottenham versus West Ham.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
recent form. AI is on it here. Right. Tottenham has been one of the top performers this season. I don't think you're right, AI. Staying consistent at home and showing attacking prowess under Ange. Meanwhile, West Ham is solid, but can struggle against teams that press aggressively, as seen in matches. Injury news. Give me some injury news this time. Injury news. Tottenham might be without Bentancur. Did he get a knock? Did he?
No, he's fine.
So, yeah. All right, I'm going to ignore the injury news that it's going to give us then.
Oh, maybe Luke's wrong.
Maybe. It won't be the first time.
Critical injury. Let's have a look. Talk amongst yourselves.
predicted a Tottenham 2-1 win.
That injury was a month ago.
God, yeah. I can see that result happening as well.
I can see AI picking up 3 points there. Yeah, for sure. Bournemouth versus Arsenal. Recent form, Arsenal has been in great form, grinding out wins and continuing to push for the top. Bournemouth have struggled defensively and hasn't shown much attacking threat against top-tier teams. Fair enough. Arsenal to win 3-0.
Oh,
and a big one. Liverpool versus Chelsea. Recent form, both teams have been consistent this season.
What?
Mm. Oh, you're not. It's,
I mean, Liverpool are top of the league and Chelsea are fourth.
I wouldn't say that Chelsea have been consistent, though.
We both only lost one game.
Yeah, but you... Okay, carry on.
we're, what, 3 points behind them?
They've lost one game. You've drawn two then, or...?
Something like that, yeah.
What, so you've not lost, Mitchell, against Man City?
We both lost one game, yeah.
I thought you said you...
We've just drawn more than them.
Right.
Fuck Chelsea.
With Liverpool's strong attack, often chasing the defender.
Where have you gone, Clive?
Clive, stop fucking facing away from the microphone.
Sorry, boys. Liverpool's strong attack often clashes with defence issues, while Chelsea have been hot and cold with results, particularly struggling in front of goal. I'd say you're struggling defensively, not in front of goal.
I mean, they've got Nicholas Jackson.
Who is banging them in at the moment.
Is he there?
One all draw is pretty
is he there?
One all draw.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're not going to get any points this weekend on AI Mitchell.
As unless you get a direct on Luke.
If you get a direct... Oh, no. Because you went one all as well.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
That's one interesting stat I saw the other day, actually. In 2024, Kai Havertz has scored 19 goals. Haaland has scored 19 goals as well.
So, right.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well,
okay. There you go.
Well done.
He's as good as Haaland.
He's getting there.
He's knocking on the door.
He's knocking on that door, isn't he?
Brennan Johnson scored the other day as well. 7-7.
Yay.
He has got 7-7.
He has got 7-7.
He might have to go in my dream team.
No, don't fucking put him in your dream team.
Put him in your team.
Yeah? Don't put him in your dream team because he'd end up, you know, being shit now. Stop
he
it.
Might get an own goal.
No.
They all count, don't they?
No, they don't.
Yeah. No, they don't. So any other thoughts about the up-and-coming games like West Ham, Tottenham, boys? Like, do you want to have it out now? Or
no, we'll have it out after.
Yeah. I think it'd be an interesting game. I think West Ham, did they beat us last season? I think you did beat us last season.
It just means nothing, does it, to be honest, because
you're massive, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But yeah, I don't really want to say anything that's going to come back to bite me, so I'm happy to leave it there.
we need you saying shit like that. That's what's going to get the listeners, Bob.
Oh, we've got loads of listeners already. We don't need it anymore.
That's right. Yeah, Luke usually says something out there like Dembele's a great player.
Right. He's a good player. Look, it was my favourite player.
I'm just filling your chain.
Yeah.
any insights on the Chelsea Liverpool game, Mitchell?
Yeah, my insight is 1-0.
Excellent. Who's going to score the goal, Nicholas Jackson?
It probably will be Nicholas Jackson, and it'll be one of them. It'll just bounce off his shoulder.
it's got to be right place, right time.
He'll shoot, and it'll bounce off his left foot and completely fool the keeper and himself. And then not going in the back.
Because Alisson went off injured in the last Liverpool game, didn't he, with what looked to be a hamstring.
He did. I think he is out. He's out, isn't he? Yeah. It's going to be Kelleher or whatever his name is in goal.
And he's not a bad goalkeeper, is he, to be honest?
No. I just don't think he's as good on the ball.
No, I agree.
He's no Sanchez.
He's better than Sanchez.
Don't be silly.
I'd take Kelleher over Sanchez.
Not this season.
Yeah.
He's impressed me this season, Sanchez.
Has he?
He stopped us having two defeats last week.
He made some good saves against Brighton, I'll give him that. But other than that, nah.
Goalkeeper.
Well, we'll see. Because he's going to have a busy day on Sunday.
Yeah, is it Sunday your defense game?
Yeah. Well, let me double check that.
I think our game's Sunday as well, isn't it, Luke? I think
no, you're Saturday. Is it
Saturday? You're the early kickoff. Yeah, you're the early kickoff Saturday.
Yeah, we're Sunday 4:30. Kickoff.
Sunday 4:30. Oh, what a horrible fucking kickoff.
Yeah. Better than Monday, though.
8:35 tomorrow.
That'll mean nothing to a lot of people.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Arsenal Bournemouth game, I think we should win it as long as our players are fit and able to play. Insight, yeah. Brilliant.
I think you're expected to win that.
Yeah, Bournemouth 1-0. I agree. I don't agree with that. That's wrong. Right, I think we should wrap it up there and have a nice short one because the international break is a
Prep.
Can you beep up there, Mike, and cut this bit?
No, keep the
keep the cup fit.
No, I then said and cut this fit.
What's wrong with the word?
I think we should try and stop using that as well.
Oh, that
we're still recording for fuck's sake.
That's why he's doing it. Mike, cut from it. Let's wrap it up.